Daf is Daf Nun. So we got to the bottom of Mem Testament Beis. We're beginning the new parak now, the fourth parak. The mission begins. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Shalosh Avanim Zu Betzad Zu Betzad Markolis Asuris. So Markolis is a type of avodah zarah where typically they had two stones and a third stone on top. That's called Markolis. Let's say next to that big Markolis, you had a small thing of three rocks that are lined next to each other, not built on top of each other, but in a row. So the lach is, those are asuros, if there are three of them. Rashi says, kol shekein if achas agavishayim, and certainly if that small stone structure next to it is built as a tower, a two and then one on top of that, that's certainly going to be asur as well. But if there are only shtayim, says the Mishnah, if there are only two rocks next to the big Markolis statue, then mutars, those are going to be mutar. Chacham omrim sheniros imo asuros, v'shein niros imo mutaris. Chacham hold has nothing to do with how many rocks are next to the Markolis, rather whether they appear next to them or don't appear next to the Markolis. So the Gemara explains, Mishma, I understand, Rabbanan kasavi ovdin l'shvarim, that the Chacham hold, that people do worship broken pieces of the statue. So if these rocks fell off the main Markolis, and there's some rocks on the side here, that makes sense why people would worship them. And the Ikalamemar, if it's Niros Imo, if they appear as part of the big Markolis, those small rocks next to it, that's Ikalamemar, Nafel, that fell off of the big Markolis and would be Asuros. Shein Niros Imo, if those rocks don't appear as part of the big Markolis, but they came from elsewhere, so then that would certainly be Mutaros. So Rabban make a lot of sense. If they are Niros, Asuros, Eino Niros, Mutaros. Ela Rabbi Yishmael, my kasar. What is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael? E ov din l'shvarm. If people worship broken parts of a statue, so these small rocks that may have fallen off, so then afilu tarti. Even if there are two, nami litzar. He says if there are three, it's aser. It's two, that's mutter. It shouldn't depend on the number. It should depend. Does it appear as part of the big Markolis, or does it not appear like the big Markolis? Now e ain ov din l'shvarm. If people don't worship rocks that fell from a bigger statue, broken parts of a statue, I feel it's las nami lo. And even if it's three stones that fell off, it shouldn't be usher. It has nothing to do with numbers. So it comes along, Amr of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, biyadua shenishu mimenu, divya kol asuros. If you know that these rocks fell from the big Markolis, so then it's vade usher. If you know for sure it came from the Markolis, it's vade usher. Afilu leman damer ein ovdin l'shvarm. Even that opinion, who holds that generally speaking, people don't worship broken statues. This case is different. This case, they would worship broken shvarim. Why? Hani mile, when do you say ein ovdin l'shvarim? Hani mile avodat kochavim. A typical statue, a typical idol, to lav hainu orcha. It's not normal. It's not typical for the statue to fall apart, so you don't worship the broken statues. Aval hach, when it comes to Markolis, demikara tvur mitvar, it's made of broken pieces. That's what it is. It's stones. So, hainu orche, it's normal for it to break and fall apart. So then everyone would agree it would be typical to ovdin l'shvar. So that everyone agrees to, that if you know for sure the rocks fell from the Markolis, it's vadai going to be us. Kipligi, when is there a debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Chachamim? Bistam, in a situation where you don't know if they came from the Markolis or didn't come from the Markolis. So what's the halacha? B'mikrovos, if it's mikrovos, if the stones are very close to the Markolos, then nami, diglamemar, nafal, divrekol asurus. Rashi says, Markovos, if kagon ba'ama or chati ama, if the stones are so close to the main Markolos, it's right next to it, it's within a couple of feet, so then everyone would agree it vale asur as well. Even though you don't know if it fell off, but you could assume if it's so close, so then it would be asur. Ki pligi, when is there machlokis? When they're further away, so you don't know if it came from the Markolis or not. So Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you say Ruchokos? How can you say they're so far? V'ham bitzad Markolis katani? Our Mishnah says we're discussing a case where the rocks are tzad, or mamish next to the Markolis. You can't say that they're Ruchokos. So my bitzad, what does it mean bitzad in the Mishnah? Bitzad arba amos didei. If it's on the side within four amos. So Karov is an amo. And Rachok is Dalad Amos, but that's still considered Tzad, that's still considered next to the Markolis. So what's the Machlokus? So Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Osin Markolis Katan Bitar Markolis Gadol. It's very, very normal that you have a big Markolis. You've seen in Eretz Yisrael these huge rocks that stand up and another huge rock and then a rock over it. That's a Markolis. And then it's very typical to make a small miniature Markolis right next to it. So since that's typical, says Rabbi Shmuel, if there's shalosh, if there's three small ones next to the big boulders, the damian the Markolis that are similar to Markolis, asur, so you could assume that small one was intended or being used for avodah zarah. But if they're only shtaim, if they're only two stones, Markolis is not made of two stones, then you could assume they're just random stones that were there, in which case they would be mutaros. Rabbanan Savri, Chacham argue and say, Ein osin Markolis katan betan Markolis gadol. You don't make a small Markolis. No one does that. There's a big Markolis and that's it. You don't make a small Markolis next to it. And therefore, loshna shalosh loshna mshtaim, I don't care whether there are two or three stones next to it, no one makes a miniature Markolis next to a large Markolis. So what's the criteria for the Chachamim? So they say, nearest imo asuros. If the rocks are so close to the big boulders, so then you could assume it probably was part of the, they made a huge Markolis, and it may have fell. If you made like big boulders, it put some small stones on top of it, it probably rolled off and fell to the side. But ain't a nearest imo, if the rocks are so far away from the big Markolis, then you could assume it wasn't part of the large Markolis, in which case it would be considered mutaros. That's the din. Now what comes out interesting here is, we're saying right now it all depends on if it's karov or not karov. We have a yesod, the Gemara Babasa tells us, if you have karov and rov, holechem achar rov. The karov is, it's close to Markolis. But most rocks are not Markolis. So if it's karov versus rov, you should assume it's rov and these rocks should be mutter, even though they're close to Markolis. So the Ketos says, a chiddush based on the Ramban, this is not karov. It's actually called mekomo. If you have it in the place itself, that's not called karov. If it's within a dal amos, that's called mekomo. Karov, if it's 10 feet away, that's karov versus rov. But if it's mamish in the same vicinity, that's no longer karov. That's called mekomo mamish, and that's not a shiloh of, you don't have rov versus mekomo. That's mamish mekomo, and therefore that's why we could assume those rocks are going to be aser, because it's part of Markolis itself. Chassam Sofer is a different explanation. When we say karov and rov, it's karov, it's close to Markolis, so shouldn't we say it's rov rocks are not used for Markolis? So he says, no, it's not rov rocks, it's rov rock throwers. That's the definition. So it's rock, who throws rocks? I mean, how did a rock end up here? It didn't fall from the sky, someone threw the rock here. Sometimes guys throw rocks just to have fun, sometimes they throw rocks for avodah zarah. So of rock throwers, the lach is rov rock throwers are actually, what'd you say?
Shabbos.
So I thought you said Arabs maybe. But a rov rock throwers are actually throwing to Markolis. So in which case, karov and rov are really saying the same thing. I mean, the rocks are karov to Markolis, and rov rock throwers are also serving Markolis. So no matter how you slice it, karov or rov, it's going to get to the same result of it being used for Markolis. Gemara now says around 8 lines down, Amar Mar. If you know for sure that these rocks had fallen from the large Markolis, everybody agrees that these rocks are asur. Urmini, the Gemara asks, Avanam shenishu mina Markolis, if they fell off, niros imo asuros. Only if they're niros imo are they asur. And she'ein niros imo mutaros. And if they don't appear, if they fell off the Markolis and rolled very far away, then it'd be mutter. How could that be the case? Didn't we just say above that if you know for sure nishu mimenu, it's definitely asur no matter how far it is? And Rabbi Shmuel has his shita, Omer, if it's shalosh asuros, shtai mutaris. But again, if you know, even though you know vada came from the Markolis, it depends on distance or depends on the quantity. That goes against our brice, which says if you know it came off for sure, it's vada asur. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, lo tema shenishu. The second brisa, it's not that you know it fell off in the Markolis, and then it depends how far, how close, three or two. Ella, the second brayse is Ema Shinimtsu. We're changing the girsa. If you find that there are rocks next to it, well, according to Chacham, it says if they're Niros Aser, Eno Niros Mutter. Rabbi Shmuel says it depends on the number. But Eina Chalami, if you know Vaday Shinishu, then it would be Aser L'divrei Hakol. So then the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Savar Rabbi Shmuel Shai Mutaris, does it really hold if there are only two rocks next to it, they really Mutter? The Hatanya, doesn't the brayse quote Rabbi Shmuel himself, Omer? Shtaim betfisalo asuros. If there are two rocks there betfisalo that are within the close distance to Markolis, he says that the two are actually asur. And if they're shalosh, if they're three, afilu meruchakos asuros. Even if they're very far away, three is asur. But we see from this brisa that Bishmol does agree that sometimes even two are going to be asur if they're betfisachas, if they're very, very close to the big Markolis. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lokasha, kama tvisa achas, kama shei tvisas. Meaning what? If it's very close, one tvisa like one grab away, so then even two is asur. If it's two grabs away, two steps away, so then if they're two, they're going to be mutter. Hey, Chidami, what's a case of two tvisas away? How do you define that? What's the measurement? Dika gova beinayu beini. There's a little mound in between. So you have a big Marcolis, then you've got a little mound here, then you got two rocks over here. So since that those two rocks are separated by a little mound here, that's called shtei tfisos, two steps away, two areas away, in which case those two rocks are going to be mutter.
That other mound is Marcolis?
What?
That second mound is Marcolis?
No, that mound is just like a mound of dirt. Just in, it's in the way, which indicates there's a hefsek between the Marcolis gadol versus those two rocks, which indicates that the two rocks have nothing to do, seemingly, with the Marcolis. So then the Gemara asks, wait a second. We've been talking right now, up until now, two and three stones that are lying next to each other on the ground, not built as a tower. So the Gemara asks, Marcolis, kia gavna mihavi? Is that going to be Marcolis if you have two, three rocks lying on the ground? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, eilehein avnei beis kolis. What's the definition of beis kolis? Achas mikan, v'achas al gabem. You have one rock here, and one rock on top of both of them. That's Marcolis. We're talking about two or three rocks that are just lying on the ground. So Amarava, Rava says, kitanya hi bikr Marcolis. Now the ikr Marcolis, the actual statue they'd make would be two, one, one, and one on top of them. But those rocks that are adjacent to them, that doesn't have to be built as a tower for it to be Aser. Even if they're simply next to them, to that big Marcolis on the ground, that would be Aser, even though they're not built up like a tower. Look at the Tosfos, it's interesting on the bottom here. Halfway down the Tosfos, the Dibur Maskil, Avne Beis Kolis. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. Heyach Mazkirin Shema, how do we mention the name of Marcolis? Kevin She'enu K'suva B'Torah. There's a din. They're not allowed to mention the name of a god. That's why we say Yashka. People say Yashka, whether the real name might be is a god or not a god. We don't say Avodah Zarah names unless the Torah itself uses that language. As it says, Beperek Dal Misos, Mashma, the Avar Avishem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru. Whenever you mention a Shem Elohim Acherim, a Avodah Zarah, there's an Issa Deraisa. So how could the Gemara all the time mention Marcolis? So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dikilos Lashon Shevach Shema. It's really called Kilos. That's a real name. But Chachamim Kinu Osan Kolos. They called it Kolos. They're making fun of it. Lashon Laag Vekelos. So really, Kilos is the real name, which I'm not really supposed to mention, but just Derech Limon I am. But Kolos is not the real name. It's a way of making fun. It's a joke. And that's why it's actually permitted. So, so he great mention here lag v'kelas here until him seems to make lag is like make fun. So kilas, I guess, yeah. Sometimes it does mean to make to praise. In this context, I guess it means to joke around. Now there is an interesting Tosfos Das Zaken in Malatorah when the pasuk says lifnei bal tzafon nichocho tachnu hayam, when it talks about when they would camp when leaving Kriyas Yamsuf, they said bal tzafon. Now, Baal Tzfon is one of the names of Avodah Zarah. The Das Zakenim asks, how could a Kaddish Baruch Hu mention Shem Elohim Acherim? You know, that's Lo Saskiru. So the Das Zakenim answer is a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't keep the Torah. He doesn't have to. He could do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. He could do whatever he wants. He brings a number of rise that Kaddish Baruch Hu judges us every day. He judges us even on Shabbos. How can you judge on Shabbos? There's an Issa to judge on Shabbos. We see a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't keep the mitzvah. So he's allowed to mention Baal Tzfon. But comes along Orson Mech and says, I don't understand the Das Akenim. There's a klal, the Gemara says, if the Torah itself uses the word, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, then you and I are allowed to mention it. There's no issa for us. Kavah Chomer Kadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to. Meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu does keep the mitzvahs, but he mentions Baal Tzfon because that's the Torah. The Torah is allowed to. You know, any word, name mentioned in the Torah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to keep. Which gets into an interesting conversation about whether Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs or not. We know the Gemara is that he davens, he wears tefillin, all those kind of stuff. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says we are now around nine narrow lines up. Beyanai, Malka Chariv, the house of Yanai, the king, was destroyed. Also, over the Kochavim, Okmi Beis Marcolis. They turned this destroyed house into a house of Avodah Zarah for Marcolis. Also, over the Kochavim, Achrini, other non-Jews came along, Delo Palchel Marcolis, who are not loyal to the Avodah Zarah of Marcolis. What do they do? Shaklinu, they took those rocks that were once used for Avodah Zarah, v'chipu behen drachem v'sartaros, they used it to pave the roads. Iker banan de parshi, iker de rabbanan lo parshi. Some would not walk in such a paved road using Marcolis, and others would. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, banan shel kadoshin mahalich aleim, the children of kadoshin mahalich, banan, we'll see in a second, might be the child, might be the singular. The one child of kadoshin would walk on the paths. Man, we have such a holy yid who we know does walk in the path, and we're going to separate? Meaning we shouldn't separate. If he's willing to walk on the path, we should also be willing to walk on the path. So man niyum benancha kadoshim. Who is this very holy child? Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Simai. V'amai kari le'benancha kadoshim. Why did he earn such a halig title? Da'afilu b'tzirasa de'zuza lo mistakle. He wouldn't even look at the image that's found in a coin. If you see Abraham Lincoln or George Washington, he wouldn't look on the coins at all. So that it's a very chashuv thing. My taima, d'man de'parish. What was the explanation for those who would not, who separated, who would not walk on the paved roads? Savrla ki had amar of Gid, amar of Chia, bar Yosef, amar Rav, minayin l'takroves, avodas kochavim, shein l'betela olamis. How do we know that a takroves, something that was used to offer carbon to avodah zarah, there's no betela olamis, it's aser forever, shenemar v'itzmedu l'baal pa'or, v'yochlu zivchei mesim. We saw this a few times already. There's a gzer shava between baal pa'or, one of the avodah zarahs, two mace. Ma mace ein lo betela liyom, a mace, the isra na exists eternally, af takroves avodas kochavim, ein lo betela liyom. So to something offered as a carbon, there's no butla forever. Umandil sign. So that's one pshat. So number one, why is that the case? We know when it comes to an actual idol, the halacha is you can be mevatel it. So the idol, you would think would be worse than the takroves to the idol. So the number of explanations brought down, the Prisha says, the actual maisa krava, that's something very, very real. And therefore it has a chalos and you can never be mevatel it. The idol is meaningless. The idol simply represents their god. That statue itself has no essence to it, and therefore it's easier to break and mevatel the idol as opposed to a maisa takrova. So that's why they wouldn't walk on this paved road of the Markolas, because they had the rocks that was used to throw. What was the explanation why those who would walk on the paved roads, mandilo parish, those who didn't separate from the roads, meaning they walked on the roads, amar ba'ina kein pan panim v'leka. It's only a takrovis, only a type of worship that would be done in the Beis HaMikdash. There is no comparable rock throwing in the Beis HaMikdash that we could have a replica to Avodah Zarah, which would create an Isser. And therefore, even though it was a takrovis, it does not have a din of an Isser li olamis, and you are able to walk on these paved roads. Look at the Tosfot Dibur Maaschil, Hachi Garsinan, Benan Shakadoshim Mahalich Aleim. Lashon Yachid, he says. The singular, one person. V'chein b'samach, afilu b'tzirasa, d'zuzo lo mistakel. It's also the Lashon of singular, that Rabbi Menachem gufei kai. There's only one child. V'lo al aviv v'ima, but not referring to his parents. His parents were not as holy. They were good people, but he took it to an extreme. Other Yishonim actually say his parents also wouldn't look at the images on a coin. Kedisa b'perek beiz d'moid katam, kadnach nashid Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Simai. When he died, ishtane kol tzilmenei b'shem d'lo istakel b'tzirasa d'zuzo. Apparently, when he died, all the statues, the images on these idols, they were faded away out of respect for the death of Rabbi Menachem, because he would not look at any tzura. So Vim Tomer, if that's the case, Tosa says, Ma chasidus ika bazeh? What's the chiddush? What's such chasidus that he performed here? Ha aminim aper g'shoel, Gemar Shabbos, diyukna atzma asur l'stakel afilu b'chol? You can't look at any image, a picture, a painting, even on the week, even a regular chol, k'dichsiv al tifnu el ha'elilim. Not even a avodah zarah, but even a davar chol, even a stam painting of a person, a statue of Abraham Lincoln, you shouldn't look at. It's an iser. So what's the chiddush? V'shema b'tzirasa d'zuza sh'ragil liros ba'tadir lo shaycha be'hafna. When we look at coins, the iser looking at coins is not bichlav iser. Al tifnu is when you stare at something. Looking at coins is something very, very typical that we're all allowed to. There's a heter to look at that. Even though there's a heter to look at coins, which are typically used and passed from hand to hand, even that he wouldn't look at. But with respect to looking at images of pictures and statues, that's an iser that applies to everyone. So what exactly is this iser? It's a large discussion, but there's a machlokas, Magen Avraham quotes a machlokas, Rishonim, whether or not this issa to look at idols and statues and faces applies to only Avodah Zarah or even to Divrei Chol. And it brings a rai from this Tosos that afilu b'divrei chol, even a stam statue of a great person would be aser to look at. But again, that's a machlokas Rishonim, and also machlokas poskim, how to paskim. There's also another discussion, are you allowed to go to a zoo, are you allowed to look at images of animals? So there's a big machlokas, and the Arugas Bosim quotes some great Talmidei Chachamim that would go often, and they said not only is it not usher to go, but it's actually a mitzvah to go in order to say the bracha of Mishana Habrios. But Arugas Bosim argues and says one should not go to a zoo because for a few reasons. One is Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. You shouldn't look at images of other things. You just don't stare at people. Images of creatures and whatnot. He also calls it Moshav Leitzim to go to the zoo, but I don't think all posts can agree to that. Many posts can do agree, think you can go to the zoo.
Babish doesn't go.
They don't go? Interesting. Okay, fine. There is a fascinating Tosos here on the bottom. Maybe we'll do it on Amud Beis, because it really carries over to Amud Beis here. We do have plenty of time. Let's look. Let's continue with the Gemara first, though. Gemara says last three lines of the Amud Aleph here. Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmiya le'asran. One time Rav Yosef bar Abba visited our place, the place where Rabba lived, Rabba bar Yirmiya lived. V'asav Aisi Masnisa Biyadeh, he was holding a brisa, he had a brisa in his hand, which said, Oved Kochavim Shehevi Avanim Minar Markolis, a non-Jew who brings these rocks that was used for Avodah Zarah, Markolis, V'chipa behen Drochem V'tartios, and he used it to pave the roads. The lach is Mutaros, you're allowed to walk on those paved roads. Yisrael, Shehevi Avanim Minar Markolis, by the way, this is interesting, I'm thinking out loud now, There are a number of roads in Poland that use the tombstones of Jewish cemeteries. That is very, very common, actually. So I'm just wondering now, would that be, have a din of Isra Na of a mace? I don't think we're passing that the tombstones have an Isra Na of a mace, but that would be just a similar type of a model. Fine, so that's all true. If a goy were to pave the road, that would be mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because they're a mevatel. They can be mevatel, the markolis. Yisrael shehevi avanim and markolis of a yid were the ones to take the rocks from markolis. V'chipa behen drachem esartios, and to pave the roads with them, that would be asuros. So after bringing this brisa, he says, nagar v'lo bar nagar. Nagar ben nagar means chacham ben chacham. There is no chacham nor a chacham ben a chacham de pirke who could explain what's going on in this brisa. So comes along Amr of Shesha. Rav Shesha says, ana lo nagar v'lo ana v'lo bar nagar. I'm not a tam chacham nor my son of a tam chacham. But pirke I can explain the brisa. He my kushale. What was the question? Do you have gidel? The question is, they said, how could you hold that if the goy were to pave the roads, you could walk on these paved roads? Isn't it a din of that takrovis of Avodah Zarah is a ein betela li'olamis, meaning it's us forever, so you shouldn't walk on these paved roads? And he answered, ba'ina kein panim v'leka. No, takrovis is only an iser li'olamis, only if you do an avodah that's similar to the avodah in the base of Migdash. But since no one throws rocks in the base of Migdash as an avodah, therefore it does not create an iser for li'olam. Now, we'll look at the interesting toast on top here. Deeper Maskil, wait one second, should we do the previous page? Go just for a second, we'll run through it quickly. Go to the previous page, Ba'inan, the last two lines of that Tosos there. It says, V'shema'inam me'hacha, the end of that line here. Again, two lines up on Amun Aleph. Shema'inam me'hacha, we learn from here, D'hani neiros shel shava shemivin doron lavodas chochavim. They would oftentimes bring candles to bring to the churches, to the houses of Avodah Zarah. U'malikin b'fneim, they'd light them. U'mash kivin ha'komer, and then he would turn them into shekiban. When he would extinguish them, the priest, Macham Onasam Yisrael, he'd sell the remaining candles and wax to the Jews. Mutter bana, you are allowed to get hana. Why? Mimanoshach. E takrovas of Odes Chachavim have, if it's a thing that they was considered as a takrovas, which was typically ein betela olamis, afilu betela lo tzarach, you don't need to do a betela here. Umutter blo bitel. Why? Why doesn't it require a bitel? Because this was not a type of avodah that was done in the base of Migdash. It wasn't a shechita, it wasn't a zrik, it wasn't a kabbalah. Isn't there halakha? Don't we light the menorah in the base of Migdash? The Gemara says halakha lav avodah. It's not called an avodah. So if you view the candles in the church as an avodah, that's not. It's not a kain pnim, and therefore there's no iser. If it's considered the beauty of the idol itself, an extension of the actual idols, well, ulanoi malikin no son, to honor it, we light a candle. Shaykh le bitl kavodas chachavim atma. We know an actual idol can be mevatel. You can nullify an actual idol. So if you view the candle as an extension of those idols, there's bitl. That's the explanation of you can buy candles from a house of Avodah Zarah. Jump down a few lines down the Tosos, around six narrow lines, at the end of the word is the kikaros. The breads, or maybe those wafers we were talking about yesterday, the wafers they give out in the house of Avodah Zarah, shemevi'in doron mutarin, you're allowed to have those as well, assuming they're kosher, of course. Sherei ein mevi'in lavodah sochavim ki'im l'shemashim ulakomim. You don't give it to the idols to eat the wafers, you give it to the people, the priests, and that's not called Avodah Zarah. V'takrovas Avodah Sochavim lohave shein darchan l'hachil Avodah Sochavim. You don't feed it to the statues, and therefore it does not have a din of Avodah Zarah.
What does that omitin cracker symbolize?
I have no idea. I don't know.
But I'm saying is, if you're giving,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but Christianity is a very
I have no idea. It's good to go a few lines down. Tosin have a hanuch malbushe komrim. Someone asked me last year if they could dress up as a nun. But close, but a nun. So you're allowed to wear clothing. Hanuch malbushe komrim. It's the beauty of them. It's of the priests or the nuns. It's not of the avodah zarah, and therefore mutarin below bittel. So you can dress up as a nun. You can even dress up as a priest. It wouldn't be a violation of avodah zarah. You just can't wear any of the crosses. That could be very problematic because that might itself be an avodah zarah.
Kids might not get into yeshiva. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Well, the parents are talking about it, not the kids. It's in the kids of the parents. Okay. Fine. Let's go weiter now. Gemara says now, six lines down from the top, Amr Beis, Amr Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Ikle Rabba Bar Yirmiyah L'Asrn. One time Rabba Bar Yirmiyah visited our place. V'asa Aisi Masnisa B'yodeh, he had a brisa, which says follows. Maslin is to remove any worms from the trees. Umizamin, which is referring to cutting off, fixing up any damage, any cracks in the tree. B'shvias, you are allowed to do these during Shemitah year. Vein Maslin Umizamin B'mor, but you can't do this during Chol HaMoed. What's the difference? So then the Gemara says before explaining the difference, Kan v'kan, both Shvius and Moed, ain Megazmin. You can't do Megazmin, which is to prune, to cut off the branches to allow them to grow better. V'sachan shemen ligzom, you're allowed to rub oil on the area, which helps promote the growth. Bain b'moed, bain b'shvius. A lot going on here. So, v'les nagar v'lo bar nagar di yifarkenei, and no one here could explain, no Talmud Chacham, no child of a Talmud Chacham could explain why certain halachas are equal between Shvius and Moed, and why certain halachas are different. So, Amr Ravina came along and says, ana lo nagar v'lo ana, lo bar nagar ana, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, nor am I a child of one, but still, mifarkenei, I could explain it. So, firstly, Maika Kashili, what was the Kasha? Elev, if the kasha was Moed Shvius, Kash Kashile, how come the different halachas between Chol HaMoed and Shvius? That's not a question. Because Maishna Shvius the Shari, why Shmimita Mutter, Umaishna Moed the Aser, why are we more Machmir by Moed Katan, by Chol HaMoed? Midami, can you compare these two halachas? Shvius and Malacha Aser, only Malachas Aser and Shmita, Rachmana, but Tircha Shari, but Tircha is permitted. To overexert yourself, that's permitted during Shmita. Moed afil tircha nami asir, but the asir. When chol moed, not only is mlach asir, but even tircha is asir. So we see there already chumers by chol moed. So that shouldn't surprise us that the certain chumers apply in this case by chol moed versus shvius. So then the ela zihum agizim kakashle. The question was, how come zin is permitted but gizim is not? Zim was when you were to patch up any broke cracks in the branches, and gizim is to cut off any broken branches. What's the difference? Maisha Zium de Shari, Maisha Gizum de Aser. Midami, could compare the two? Zium ok milane. Zium, if you see a crack in the branch, you just seal it up. You're preventing a loss. You're trying to ok milane just to strengthen the tree. Vishari, that's permitted. But Gizum is avrue ilane. That's causing it to grow, to promote the growth. That's Aser. So to prevent damage is mutter, to promote growth would be Aser. So that can't be the Kashuk because that was an obvious answer. Ella, zim azim kakashle. There's a stira within zim itself. Again, zim is to patch up any broken parts of the branches. So what's a stira? Tikatani, our brice above said, matlinu mizamin bishvis. You can patch up those broken spots in the branches that's allowed during Shemitah. We're mini. But then the brice says, it's a mission in Mesech HaShvi'ez actually, mizamin esan tiyos, v'korach nosan, v'kot minosan, v'osan lehem batim, v'mashkin nosan, ay Rosh Hashanah. You can do all these types of patching ups of the tree, up until Rosh Hashanah, which is the prior to Shvius. There's a halacha of Tosefa Shvius, which applies even before Shemitah year starts, even within the sixth year. You could do all this patching up during Erev Shvius. But Rosh Hashanah in, Ad Rosh Hashanah in, once you get to Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to, but B'Shvius Atzma lo. But during the actual Shemitah cycle, you're not allowed to. But we said above, you can do all the patching up. And here you can patch it up. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma Kedirafu Ukva Barchama. Dama Rav Ukva Barchama Tre Kishkushi Havi. The two types of Kishkushim. Kishkushim, what's, how do you define it? It's Chafira Tachas Azesim. You dig a ditch around the olive trees. So the Gemara in Moikadin says there are two types. Chalavri Ilanei Aser. One type of a digging a ditch is to promote growth. That's Aser during Shemitah. Chad Listume Pile Vishai. One type of Kishkushi is simply to cover up some of the roots to help prevent any damage. Preventing damage is permitted. Promoting growth is usher. So say the same thing. Hachanami, trei zihum mechavi. There may be two types of zihume. What's the definition? Is there an English word? Patch. I will call it patching. It's fine. The two types of patchings. Chad lokmi ilani vishari. One is to just help the tree stay, lokmi, to maintain it. And that's permitted to prevent a loss. But chad, there's one type of patching, lavruye ilani, which causes it to grow, and that's when it's asr. That would be the simple explanation. So that couldn't be the kasha, because that's a very simple answer. So then the Gemara says, ela sicha, sicha kakashale, there's a stira, whether sicha is permitted during Shemitah or not. The Katani, our Braisa above, said, Sachen Shemen Ligzom, you're allowed to rub oil to help promote growth, Bein Bemoid Bein Beshvius. We're mini, but then the Braisa says, Sachen Es Apagenu, Umnachvenu, Mfatvenu, Son, you could rub oil on these different types of fruits, Ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in, only up until Rosh Hashanah. But Beshvius, after Rosh Hashanah, during the actual Shemitah, lo, you're not allowed to. So there's a stira. Can you do Sachen? Can you smear oil, or can you not? So Gemara says, Midami, could you compare these two cases? Hacha okme ilane vishari. When you're trying to just maintain the tree, that's permitted. Hasam, the case of the Bryce that brought it in where you're not allowed to is the tume peri. You're trying to fatten up the fruit by adding oil to it. That would be asr. So Amale Rav Sama Brei Dervashi, Ravina Bar Yimia, Sicha Demoed Azim Demoed Kakashli. This was the question. The oil, rubbing oil on Moed, which we said is permitted. And Zium on Chalmar, we said, is permitted also, we said, right? I'm sorry, that's Aser. How come Sicha is permitted, but Zium is Aser? They're doing the same thing. Both of them are trying to promote growth. So Gemara says, Michtei, Hayokme v'Hayokme. Both of them are just trying to maintain the tree. One's using oil, one's cutting off broken branches. So Gemara says, Maishna Haydeshari, Maishna Haydeshari, Aser. Why is one permitted, one Aser? Behind the Damrle, that's exactly what they said. Les nagar v'lo bar nagar de pirke. There is no Talmud Chacham, nor a child of a Talmud Chacham who is able to explain what's Pshat in the Braisa, why one thing's permitted and why something else is awesome. Let's do a tosis here quickly. Dear Maskel of Ein Maslin Muzumin b'Moed. You're not allowed to remove any of the worms or cut off any of the branches on Chol HaMoed. So Tosis says, this is very important, Halacha L'Maaseh for Chol HaMoed, we're only a few weeks away. Myri Kagon She'eno Avod, it's only a situation where you're not going to get to a Davar Avod, Bamtana, if you wait a week to do it later, you won't get any loss. Halacha HaMoed. Dimlokein, if you don't do it now, you're going to lose the tree, in which case it'll be a Davar Avod, that certainly would be Shar, then that would be permitted otherwise. Kevin Da'ok Me'ilanehu, Midashar Le'Bishviyas, Da'a Davar Avod, Mutter B'Moed. A Davar Avod, we know, is permitted to be Kedum Lacha, on Chol HaMoed. Inami. Afilhu Avid Mamish. Let's say if you don't do it now, you'll lose the tree completely. It's still Aser. Why? Ikla Meimar, the Aser B'Moed Mishim Tircha Yesera. Even though typically Davar Avid is Mutter on Chol HaMoed, if it's going to be counterbalanced by a tremendous amount of Tircha, then it may not be permitted. The Lachas of Chol HaMoed are very, very challenging. There's so many, like five, six different factors you have to balance out different cases, but that's just a very basic Tosis. Let's just do a little Gemara, go to the top of Nun Aleph, and then we'll stop. Gemara says, last seven lines of the page here, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Avodas Kochavim, She'ov Nenosam B'Makel, Shaver, Makel B'Fenei Chayev, Zarek Makel B'Fenei Pater. If there's a certain type of worship that demands that you throw a stick at it, it's used with a stick, so if you break a stick in front of it, so then you're chayev for worshiping Avodah Zarah. If you mazarek, if you throw a stick to it, so then at its face, that's pater. What's the difference? Amar Le Abaye, the Rava, Maishna Shavar, why when breaking a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, it's aser? Because the Havelei Kein Zvicha, it's like a Zvicha. Remember, the only time a takroves of Avodah Zarah is aser, if there's a model in the base of Mikdash that we would do. So since you would do a Zvicha, you'd shech the head, you'd break the head off of a cow or of a sheep, so too by breaking the stick, that's comparable, and therefore you're chai for doing that Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Zarek Nami Havilei Kein Zvicha. So if I throw the stick, isn't that comparable to throwing blood at the Mizbeach? So this throwing the stick should also be aser, since there's a Kein Panim. Gemara says, no, Amar Lei, Ba'ina Zrika, Mishtaberes Veleka. You need a Zrika that breaks. I mean, when I throw dam, blood, in the Mizbeach, you throw it, it breaks into pieces. If I throw the stick, that stick is still one piece. It has to be a stick. If I were to throw, it would break into many pieces, like the dam as well. And since the stick doesn't break, when I throw it, it would not be considered Kein Panim, and would not be Chai for worshipping Avodah Zarah. Asks the Gemara, Esive. If you take tzoeh or you throw onto it avit shel meimei reglaim or meimei reglaim onto this avodah zarah, you're chayiv. That would be chayiv for throwing either tzoeh or meimei reglaim. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand avit shel meimei reglaim. I understand throwing a bowl of urine. That's going to be aser because ika zrika mishabaris. Because just like when you throw blood, the blood spreads. So to meimei reglaim, when you throw it, it's going to spread into drops. That makes sense. Ela tsoa, my zrika mishaberes. How come when you throw tsoa, there's going to be an iser, it stays in one piece? Says the Gemara, bitoa lacha, where when you throw it, it will separate into many pieces. Okay, a little bit graphic for us. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow the daf nun aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day.